a grade 12 certificate with a pass or better in biology, chemistry, English, mathematics, and physics, as well as an acceptance letter from one of our partner vocational training institutes. Women and people from rural areas are encouraged to apply for this opportunity. Apply now at wfw.co.zm/WFW Bursary. Deadline, Monday, the 15th of December, 2025 at 23:59. Terms and conditions apply.
We are taxpayer focused. We act with integrity. We are professional. We are innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia.
The 18 Hours Main News Bulletin will be brought to you after this special program. Stay tuned.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The 18 Hours Main News Bulletin will be brought to you after this special program. Stay tuned.
Live from the Diamond Media Studios, we bring government representative and the opposition together for a balanced and issue-focused national debate. To help citizens follow and understand the discussion with clarity, the debate will center on two major thematic areas. Number one, the process behind the Constitution Amendment Bill number 7, and secondly, the substantive content contained within the bill. This, remember, is an important moment for public dialogue and national reflection. For those watching us live, you can follow the discourse via the following platforms. We are live on Diamond TV on channel 271 on DSTV and channel 20 on GoTV. We're also live on Musanza Television on Topster channel 93, Prime Television on DSTV channel 273, GoTV channel 21, Topster channel 103 and Star Times channel 543. We're also live on Mafken TV on Topster channel 171 on the Copperbelt. You're also catching this conversation live on the following radio platforms: One Love Radio in Lusaka on 102.3 FM, in Joma on 102.3 FM, and in Mansa on 89.1 FM, in Kasama on 94.9, in Mongo on 87.7, and in Siavonga on 91.5 FM. We're also live on Mafken Radio on the Copperbelt on 97.7 FM, Radio Mano in Kasama on 89.3 FM, Radio Delight Kwitonta in Muchinga Province, Chinsali 89.7, KFM in Mansa 95.5, Millennium Radio here in Lusaka on 90.5 FM, Power FM in Lusaka on 91.3 FM, Power FM in Kawe on 91.3 FM, Kawe on 87.9, Power FM in Livingston on 102.4 FM, Yar FM in Kitwe on 89.7 FM, Breeze FM in Chipata on 89.3, also covering Chadiza, Mambwe, Lundazi, and Nyimba, Petauke, as well as Sinda, and finally on Kanele FM on 97.7 FM. Thank you so much to these media partners for accepting to be part of this conversation. To our live audience as well, you can also take part in this discussion via Zoom, link available on the Diamond TV online Facebook page, as well as Diamond Media Zambia. Right now, allow me to introduce our two panelists for this evening's debate. And to my right is State Council Sakwiwa Skota. Good evening and welcome to this debate.
Good evening, Costa. Good evening, viewers. And good evening, President Akainde at Community House. I know you are watching.
Thank you so much. Representing government is Minister of Foreign Affairs, but coming in his capacity as State Council, Mulambo Haimbe, MP. Good evening and welcome to this debate.
Good evening, Costa. Good evening, viewers. Good evening, listeners. And of course, the nation at large. It's wonderful to be here for this important exercise.
Thank you so much. Very quickly, for the sake of the viewers and for the sake of the discussants, I'll just run and set the ground rules for this debate. Each one of you will be given 3 minutes each for your opening statements. Thereafter, you will each be accorded 2 minutes in which to respond to questions that the moderator will ask. You are free to have 1 minute of rebuttal on any issues you want to clarify if necessary. As moderator, I may allow brief follow-up for clarity when necessary. Direct exchanges As moderator, I may initiate a head-to-head segment where the both of you may respond directly to each other. Each speaker must wait to be recognized before speaking. Cross-talking is not permitted, and the moderator may or will cut in to maintain order. Time management, as explained, we have a timer in front of you. If any participant exceeds the allotted time, the moderator will intervene and stop the speaker. As participants, you must respect time limits to ensure fairness. Obviously, we expect that your state council saw your conduct and decorum is one, obviously, that is respectful, professional, and obviously no personal attacks, inflammatory language. Those are strictly prohibited, and as participants, you are strictly called upon to focus on issues, facts, and legal arguments, not personalities. I hope those rules are clear.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. As we start this debate, allow me quickly to turn to a video, really just to set the stage on what's at stake in the Constitution debate and Bill number 7.
Let's start with a part that has captured Zambia's attention. This is not just another legal document. Bill 7 has become one of the most talked about and contested proposals of this administration because it goes to the heart of power, representation, and how Zambians choose their leaders. At its core, the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 proposes changes to how Parliament is formed, how elections are run, and who gets represented. Supporters call it overdue reform. Critics fear rush change, and in between lies a nation asking, why now and at what cost? So how did we get here? To understand Bill 7, we need to zoom out. For over 30 years, Zambia has repeatedly tried to reform its constitution. From the Monakatwe Commission in the 1990s, the Mungombe Commission, the National Constitutional Conference, the Silungwe Technical Committee, and multiple electoral reform processes, but one theme keeps returning. Representation has not kept up with Zambia's population, geography, or democracy. Some proposals made it into law, but many also did not. The 2016 Constitution itself was a compromise passed, but leaving unresolved questions about constituency size, inclusion of women and youth, election petitions, and by-elections. Bill 7 is the latest attempt to address those unfinished issues, drawing heavily from long-standing recommendations that have resurfaced across decades of reform efforts. So what exactly is Bill 7 trying to do? In simple terms, Bill 7 proposes three major shifts. First, delimitation. Zambia still has 156 constituencies, a number set almost a decade ago. Despite rapid population growth and vast geographical imbalances, some MPs today represent areas so large they are almost impossible to service effectively. Bill 7 proposes increasing constituency-based seats and updating boundaries using recent census data. Second, a new electoral system. The bill introduces a mixed-member proportional representation system. That means Parliament would be made up of members of Parliament elected directly from constituencies, as is currently the case, and MPs allocated proportionally through party lists, specifically to increase the representation of women, youth, and persons with disabilities. This is a significant shift from Zambia's long-standing first-past-the-post system. Third, institutional cleanups. Bill 7 also touches on by-elections, nominated MPs, timelines for election petitions, definitions of youth and adulthood, tenure rules for ministers, mayors, and senior legal officers, aiming to reduce ambiguity that has repeatedly ended up in court. So why is this happening now? The government argues that timing is driven by data and necessity. Zambia's population has grown sharply since the last delimitation. The Constituency Development Fund is spread thin in oversized constituencies. Women make up over half the population but hold a small fraction of parliamentary seats. Youths and persons with disabilities remain largely absent from decision-making spaces. To guide this process, a technical committee was appointed in 2020. It conducted nationwide consultations physically and virtually and received nearly 12,000 submissions from citizens, civil society, traditional leaders, and political actors before producing its final report and draft bill. So let's talk about the controversy and the question marks that have risen. Despite that process, criticism has been loud. Civil society organizations, including voices within the Oasis Forum, have raised concerns about the pace of the process, whether consensus is deep enough, fears of reform too close to an election cycle, and whether Parliament, rather than the people, ends up with too much control over constitutional change. Others question the cost implications of expanding Parliament and whether proportional representation could weaken the direct link between voters and their members of Parliament. Supporters respond that none of these ideas are new, that they reflect decades of public submissions, and that delay has already come at the cost of fair representation. So why does this matter? So why